Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on January 26th regarding Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, King, I'm sorry, Pittman, P-I-T-T-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Pittman as described in my reports referenced above. Apparently, she is now a 37-year-old woman who again described she was injured at work on 4-15-13. Apparently, she did not currently provide a mechanism for injury, but believes she injured her hand, common right knee, common neck, common and lower back. Apparently, she did not indicate whether she went to the emergency room afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period. She describes undergoing arthroscopic right knee surgery, followed by therapy. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. She did receive an order approving settlement on 4/13/20 to be inserted here. Period. I am not received of any additional documentation relative to treatment or diagnostic studies. Period. Physical exam. General appearance by gross visual observation. She had an enlarged thyroid of which she was already aware. Period. Extremities upper. She remained in her sweatshirt, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. There was tenderness, mild tenderness to palpation about the right palm, but there was none on the left. That section is normal. Hands versus elbows, normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She was tender to palpation at the right knee medial joint line and suprapatella area, but there was none on the left. Period. Knee maneuver was normal. Cervical. She had mild tenderness to palpation about the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic, there was mild tenderness to palpation about the interscapular musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Lumbosacral, she was tender to palpation about the lumbosacral junction, comma, L3 through L5 spinous processes on a non-reproducible basis, comma, right sacroiliac joint, and left lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm. There was no pain or spasm to palpation about the right paravertebral musculature or the left sacroiliac joint. Compare the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 4/15/13, Kristen Pittman was injured at work, as will be marked from my prior report. Period, since seen here in 2019, she received an order approving settlement. Period. She has not had any interim treatment or diagnostic testing. Period. Nevertheless, as my understanding, she claims to have a worsening of her condition and is in need of further benefits, including but not limited to medical treatment. Period. You have advised that your firm stopped providing coverage on 7/13/12 and asked me to comment as to whether petitioner has aggravated her knee through her duties. Period. You will recall that her original mechanism of injury was that she slipped and fell on a casino floor. Period. She had already scratched that. She went on to have arthroscopic right knee surgery in December 2015. Period. A paragraph at this juncture, her current clinical exam is quite benign. Period. It is noteworthy that she previously admitted to taking Remicade for rheumatoid arthritis, but she is now not getting any treatment for this non-work-related disorder. Period. New paragraph, the current examination was essentially benign, as already noted. Period. At this juncture, she is not in need of further curative treatment or testing relative to the subject event of nearly 9 years ago. Period. you describe, she continues to work for the Borgata, but she currently states she is not working. Appears it is unclear when she in fact did so. When she in fact stopped working. Period. My opinion is relative to permanency and causation are the same as marked in my prior report. Period. End.